This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. House of Representatives has passed a military lend-lease bill to speed aid to Ukraine. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
R10. The bill is passed.
The House has passed legislation that would streamline a military lend-lease program for Ukraine and other Eastern European countries. The bill is an update of World War II-era legislation signed into law by President Franklin D. Roosevelt to help allies fight Nazi Germany. The bipartisan bill was months in the making, first introduced in January, at the time part of the U.S. effort to deter and warn off Russian aggression toward Ukraine. Earlier Thursday, the Biden administration announced it will seek another $30 billion from Congress in military and humanitarian aid for Ukraine, on top of the nearly $14 billion Congress approved last month. Mike Gracia, Washington.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres pledged that the world body would not give up on ending Russia's war in Ukraine and would scale up support to the Ukrainian people. He made those comments during a visit Thursday to Kyiv. During a joint press conference with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, Guterres said this war must end and peace must be established in line with the Charter of the United Nations and international law. The two leaders met for 90 minutes Thursday at Zelensky's office in the capital. During his comments, Guterres also said, "I want the Ukrainian people to know that the world sees you, hears you, and is in awe of your resilience and resolve." Zelensky said he believes the UN is making Ukraine a priority. He also said Ukraine is defending the principles of the UN Charter. He expressed his thanks to Guterres for what he called a clear, straightforward position. From Washington, this is VOA News. Explosions ripped through two separate passenger vehicles in northern Afghanistan on Thursday, killing at least nine people and injuring 13 others. The bombings took place within minutes of each other in different parts of Mazar-e-Sharif, the capital of Balkh province. This according to Mohammed Asif Waziri, a provincial police spokesman. The terrorist group Islamic State said on its Telegram channel that it was responsible for the bombing. It's the latest in a series of bombings to rattle Afghanistan this month, killing dozens of people and injuring scores of others. Last week, a bomb exploded at a Shiite Muslim mosque in Mazar-e-Sharif, killing 12 worshippers and wounding around 90 others. A day later, a bomb exploded inside a packed mosque in northeastern Kunduz province during Friday prayers, killing 33 people and injuring nearly 50 others. Criminal violence in Haiti has worsened this week as fighting among gangs in part of the capital chased thousands from their homes and killed at least 20 people, including children. Haiti's Civil Protection Agency says the fighting began Sunday in four neighborhoods in Port-au-Prince, north of the international airport. At least a dozen homes were burned down, and many of those who fled initially took shelter in the yard of a local mayor's office. The eruption comes amid a spike in violence and kidnappings as gangs grow more powerful and seek to control more territory amid the power vacuum following the July 7th assassination of President Jovenel Moïse last year. French radio and television outlets RFI and France 24 say the ruling junta in Mali has definitively banned them from the country after they allege that Mali's army carried out human rights abuses working in conjunction with Russia-linked paramilitary groups. The parent company of the two outlets said it had received notification from Mali's communication authority. It said in a statement that it strongly contests the decision to suspend those services, calling the move unfounded and arbitrary. Mali's junta has also accused Human Rights Watch and Michelle Bachelet, the UN human rights chief, of making false allegations against the government. The junta said there had been false accusations and a report in mid-March in which RFI aired comments from alleged victims of abuse by the army and the Russian private security group Wagner. The U.S. economy unexpectedly shrank 1.4% in the first 3 months of 2022 compared to a year ago, according to the U.S. government. This raises fears that the world's largest economy could be facing a recession. And recapping our top story this hour, the U.S. House of Representatives has passed a military lend-lease bill to speed aid to Ukraine. Marissa Melton, VOA News.